Yes, extension 720 rolling along. It's time for the swap meet at DuPage Picker. Greg Flamm is here. He's in the building. We got people already on the line. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Of course, we do this every Wednesday night. If you got something you want to brag about, some collectibles, some memorabilia, some stuff in the attic that you've been keeping from house to house, now's the time to call because maybe it's worth something, and even if it's not, it might get you a pizza. We'll give away pizza to the best brag. Greg, great to see you, buddy. How are you?
Great to be here. Thanks.
So how's the week been for you, bud? We weren't on last week, were we?
We had a Hawks game last week, yeah. So, it's a great week. Fourth quarter, sales are good. They're steaming along, so.
Dude, at this time, I would say November, is there any market for this kind of stuff because of the Christmas coming up?
I saw a lot of used and collectibles. So my peak is really like January, February, because if you think about it, people want the new stuff to give as gifts for Christmas. But then you get money for Christmas and stuff like that, and then you buy what you want, and you don't care if it's used or an old collectible. So unless it's on someone's list, like, hey, I want that 1968 Star Wars item or whatever, or 1978, whatever, then people are looking for that. But,
yeah, right.
But I sell enough variety of stuff that, right, you know, it keeps going well.
All right. Well, you always bring stuff in to start us off. Let's do that. We've got Keith standing by and some text as well I'll get to. But let's start here with a poster.
Yeah, poster of the week.
Of the week. It's time for the poster of the week.
Right. It is Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom from 1983. So it's more a travel poster. This wasn't something that was sold in the stores. So that's kind of rare. So it's cool. I got that, and I think I got an Epcot one as well at the same time. And I found it buried in a garage, like just like, you know, buried behind the workbench or something. And that's what I love about estate sales, just digging.
And what does a poster like this go for? I mean, what do people want from a Walt Disney World?
It should go for at least 60. I've sold some other Disney for more than that, but this one, for some reason, I think there's a
couple
of those.
They like it? Why, what makes it so special?
Well, it's got Cinderella's castle. It's got all the characters.
All the characters.
You know, I mean, you know, Tigger even, you know, is in there. So Goofy, everyone, Chip and Dale, everyone, you know.
Okay.
So it's got a lot of color, and you know, it's just got a lot going for it between Cinderella's castle and the characters, and it's pretty large too.
Yeah.
So.
All right, there you go. So we got a poster, the Magic Kingdom, yep. Walt Disney World, that could go for more than $60. What else we got here?
I brought a 1960s Batman record. And
what do you mean a record?
What's an LP? Right, LP vinyl. It's not even vinyl, but what I found really interesting were the song titles, and one of the song titles is called "Holy Diploma, Batman, Straight A's." I mean, I just
so
know.
it's from the is it a soundtrack from the show or
it's
is it
actually from the TV show?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you know, and it's Neil Hefti, I guess, you know, composed and conducted. But you know, it's not. You would think, oh, it's $40, $50. No, it's like a $12 record. But,
really?
Yeah, because there's
it's
just
interesting.
So many.
Like,
of them,
what? Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and there's just a lot online. And this one, mine has some damage on the back here.
There you go. Hurting. Slightly used.
Conditions, everything right. And then I brought a couple sports pro football magazines with Peyton on the cover.
Yeah.
And these always do well. I probably for the pair, I'll get about $30 probably for the pair. And I get more, but there's, you know, condition again. There's some creases, some spine issues.
It's funny because Pete and I were watching a bunch of movie trailers because we're doing this movie challenge we're talking about. So we were going through the trailers trying to see, get a vibe. And in the movie Running Scared, which unfortunately did not make the Sweet 16, which I do have, you know, aldermanic prerogative.
Right.
I can, if I want to bring that out, but I don't, I too realize that it's bleak for that movie.
Yeah.
But there's a moment where they're hanging out in Key West and Gregory Hines is just fishing, and he's wearing the 34 Peyton.
Nice.
And I realized the movie shot 1985, 1996. They're just playing off of the idea that that's the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, they got to. Right.
It's
one of the few movies I did see that in the theaters. I remember that.
Oh. Were you blown away by the cab on the L?
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like a lot of action, but, you know, I've only, like most movies, I only see them once and I forget.
I have to say, and obviously we have different segments for movie stuff, but what I was blown away by with the trailer, at least, and I watched a ton of trailers last night because I'm trying to watch a Chicago movie with Miles on Friday because my wife is out. So I'm like, okay, I think there's a Northwestern basketball game, so we're not in. So I'm like, all right, so you're gonna help Dad research. We're gonna watch some movies that I can't remember or whatever. Okay. And so I was going through the trailers, and that one in particular was a trailer. Like, that was a straight up, like, dum, 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 two cops from Chicago.
Right.
Most of them, they just play a scene. They play like Adventures in Babysitting was just, they didn't even have a trailer for it. It was like a 30-second scene. But what I was surprised with Running Scared is they treated it like it was an action thriller, almost like a hardcore.
Yeah.
When I'm like, that movie's sarcastic and, you know, Billy Crystal cracking wise.
Right.
I don't know.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to, before we go to our first break, let's go to Keith. Let's bring him in.
Sure.
Keith, what do you want to brag about, Keith?
Well, I have a player board that I had from the Chicago Stadium, mm-hmm. and it's for the Blackhawks. It's got all the players' names on it, and it was in the locker room, I imagine. And it's got a slide on it that says whether the players were in the building or out of the building. I'm just kind of trying to get an idea of the value of this or what I could do with it.
That's really rare, so that's kind of cool. I think you'll do pretty well with that, to be honest, because it's such, you know, it's kind of a one-of-a-kind item. I would just shoot high, you know, like, I'd start an auction maybe at like $600-$700 for that.
Wow, you know? There you go. Start early, see if you can get $700 out of that.
I think you might get over $1,000. You just got to get the right buyer or two to just get in the bidding war over it.
Yeah. Right, that's what I was thinking. All right. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Good
luck, Keith. 312-981-7200. Can you beat Keith's old board from the Chicago stadium? It took me a second.
Like a locker room thing.
Like a locker room thing. If you can beat it, and I got some texts that think they can, you get in line for a Lou Malnati's Pizza. 312-981-7200. It's a swap meet here in Extension 720. Stay with us. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and everywhere in between. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about memorabilia and collectibles and, of course, anything you might have in your attic. Or your first, really, it's about what you want to brag about. And that's been the fun part, because we determined at some point with this segment that it's fun to take calls and see what the value is of things. Mm-hmm. But I also like the idea that, can you be passionate enough to sell the thing you've kept? The one thing that you have that's better than your neighbor.
Right, and they moved it so many times, and they ask themselves, why am I moving this? Why do I keep moving this?
Right. I have a brick. It's not even a brick from Comiskey Park.
Yeah.
It's not even a brick. It's just a piece of concrete. You could have no idea. Like you said, it's, you know, to be authenticated. There's nothing authenticated.
Yeah, there's no plaque.
Someone said to me, hey, I went down to Comiskey, and I got it. You want it? I'm like, yeah. It's jagged.
Yeah.
It has no purpose whatsoever except sentimental value for me.
Yep.
And it stays in the box and moves from place to place. And just this week, my wife was like, are you going to clean out that area? And I'm like, nothing can go. You know,
I got to keep moving that stuff.
that ragged piece, that jagged piece of concrete has to stay, right?
Yep.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's go to Denise. She's standing by. Denise, what do you want to brag about?
Well, I shouldn't say I have it, but my husband has signed paper from Jacqueline Kennedy and JFK when he was campaigning for president.
Wow.
And his father had given it to him. They had met them at a restaurant.
Wow.
And his mother told her husband, his father, to go and ask for an autograph.
Go get it.
Wow.
And they got it.
That's great.
Wow. What a good, an amazing autograph to get. I mean, signed JFK and Jackie.
Yeah, I mean, they do well. And
of course,
the fact that you have both on one piece of paper, I'm guessing, they can go for $600, maybe up to $700. And, you know, and that's just their signatures on a piece of paper. There's also, like, letters, you know, but not with both of their signatures.
Wow,
there you
go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that. There's a lot of money in signed papers from JFK and Jackie Kennedy.
And obviously, if she wants to sell, she should get it authenticated. They do the conventions, like in Rosemont at the Stevens Center, like once or twice a year. You know, it costs maybe.
Well, we're in Wisconsin, so we don't really know anybody out here. But yeah. I'm sure
you
can go
do you
down
want to keep
there.
It, or are you looking to sell it, or what are your plans?
But at the moment, he wants to keep it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But it's something it's like he knows it's, you know, valuable, mm-hmm. but also sentimental with his father. And his mom.
Are you guys have a dinner party, and then you guys hang on the couch, and then your husband's like, you guys want to see something cool? And he comes back with it. And
pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I was like, wow. I mean, just the thought of them meeting them.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
very cool.
Even before he was president.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
When he was campaigning. So it's very cool to have.
Did they tell you where they met them again? Or maybe I missed it.
They did. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was in Wisconsin, though.
Oh.
There you go.
That's where, while he was campaigning.
Awesome. Thanks, Denise. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Call. That's a good one, man. That's a really good one. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going. Let's go to Mike. Mike, standing by. Mike, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, I met Greg at the closing of the Wolf's Flea Market.
Okay.
Last season, and I believe Greg, I showed you a card. It was like a baseball size card of, and it was this part of a set of around 40 cards.
I remember.
You actually gave
me one for Tiger Stadium. You gave me one, I think.
Yeah.
I still have.
Were you able to find out anything about them?
You know, I did find them. They weren't that much. I want to say individually they were like a $12 card. I want to think to 12 to 15. There weren't a lot on eBay, but there were a couple that I did find.
Oh,
but not a whole set. So if you got more than, you know, four or five.
Were you blown away by Greg's boyish looks? I mean, since you listen to him on the radio and then you see him in person?
It was amazing, yeah.
All right.
I was surprised.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thank you. Good to know you.
Yeah, it's just, I'm looking out. That's why they're like, oh, wow, I expected something different.
That's, you know, the flea market was a great place to just meet a lot of different characters and just hear their stories. I mean, that was just the best part of it was just, everyone kind of specialized in different, you know, collectibles and everything. So that was awesome.
All right. Let's keep going here. 312-981-7200. I got a text that's, this is a strange one, from 630 that says, found this ball and chain cleaning out my father's house. It's actually a ball and chain.
Yeah.
It's a 40-pound ball with a 10-inch chain. It looks like something that you would, I guess, like be in a chain gang or something, or a prison, or
maybe an
anchor. It
could have been used in a prison, right. A chain gang, yeah. I mean, they started about 75. You know, looking them up, I noticed the ones that were worth like 500 and 600 were the ball had spikes on it. Those were the ones that were worth
more. Those ones you want to mess with, right?
Yeah, so those were in like the $500, $600 range. So just a regular heavy ball wasn't only like 100. Yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting item to hold on to, a ball and chain.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Barry. Barry, what do you want to brag about, Barry?
Well, my 102-year-old mother is a recipient of many different boxes of pictures, et cetera, from her generation, one of which is my cousin Jackie, 10 years older than I, so 83 currently, with a 1946 picture of her and D.D. Stone Zimmerman, as it says on the back, son Bobby. A Bobby Zimmerman, Bob Dylan picture in Hibbing, Minnesota, 5 years old, in front of a 1946 Hibbing house, a place where I was born. And, you know, these are the people I knew. And my parents were friends of the Zimmermans.
Wow,
from Chisholm to Hibbing. What do you do with that?
That's exactly my question.
So you have a picture.
What do I do with that?
You have a picture of young Bob Dylan, basically.
Five-year-old Bob Dylan.
That's
the earliest picture I think I've ever seen of him. Think about it. I'm a pretty big Bob Dylan fan. Have you seen a picture of a really – he's got a pompadour and a scowl.
No, I can't say that young. I think I've seen, you know, late teens – pictures of him, magazines, or
what do you do when you have something like that that there's nothing parallel to?
I think you just gotta start high. If you're gonna sell it, start high with an auction.
Why don't you go like get a briefcase?
Definitely get it authenticated.
Here's what you do: you get yourself a nice briefcase, you know, right? You put that only that in the middle of it. You go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. He'd be like, I got something that's going to rock your socks.
Yep.
And then you pop it open and say, no touching. You touch it, and there's a lot of lasers and stuff.
Right.
And then, I mean, because that's where I think it would go, like a museum, right?
Yeah,
like,
you would definitely have some interest in displaying it that way.
It could go to the Hibbing, the Duluth House of Bob Dylan, which has sort of become an archive. You know, we could keep it local. I'm Chicago, but I grew up in that area. But there's really not a value, is there?
You know, you can't. You just, I think another way to get publicity, too, is to ask like an insane amount, like $10,000. You would, you know, kind of be a little news blurb.
Get some attention. Publicity.
Right. And then maybe you get some guy who would just say, hey, I'll give you $20,000.
Final question. How do you get, final question, because I know you guys have time there. I think I'm not the only one that doesn't know. When you say get it authenticated, could you just briefly tell someone who's never had anything authenticated?
Great question, Barry.
It is. It all depends, too. Like, a lot of people, you know, the ones that come to the convention center in Rosemont, it's usually sports-related. But they do have, they'll dabble in other kind of public figures. They use the guy from Pawn Stars. The guy is there. I know Don Wolf had some stuff authenticated with him. I think it's like $30-$35 just to get a signature authenticated. No, but to get a value, they're just going to authenticate that it's real, and then the value will just, you just got to work with a couple maybe other auction houses to see what number they'll put on it. Or again, I would just shoot high myself. I'm obviously, this is what I do, so I don't have a problem putting it on eBay myself, and if it goes for $10,000, that's fine, I can handle it. But some people don't know the ins and outs of eBay and how that works, so they're not comfortable selling it themselves.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Awesome, good Barry. Luck. Thank you, buddy. That's a good one, man. Mm-hmm. Wow. Barry's kind of leading the charge, don't you think, for pizza?
That's a good story, yeah.
Like a Bob Dylan picture. But again, you got to get that authenticated, because they can be like, no, that was Bobby Zimmerman. That's a different Bobby Zimmerman.
Right.
Right? I don't even know how you even know that.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back, and I want to get Holly. She's on the line. I got some texts as well, and some others who are have got Pete Zimmerman's ear right now. Pete Zimmerman, is that similar to Bobby, right? We got a young picture of Pete Zimmerman. See if we can authenticate that. More coming up here on with Greg Flamm in the Swap Meet in just a moment. Is our phone number, and that music, since it's a swap meet. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker. He is ready to answer your questions, take your calls, and judge your brag. We're going to do that coming up here. I really like the 5-year-old picture of a
young Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. Yep. But it's early. Mm-hmm. That's the leader. We got other stuff to get into, so let's do it. Let's go to Holly, who is standing by. Holly, what do you want to brag about?
Well, I don't think I have a 5-year-old picture of Bob Dylan, but I have.
Unauthenticated, by the way. Unauthenticated.
That's true. Yeah. I have a 20-piece die-cast collection of Marvel superhero cars, like Matchbox-type cars.
Yeah.
It's in the package.
What year?
2003.
Okay. Oh, so, like, a little newer.
By Maisto.com. Mm-hmm. M-A-I-S-T-O.
How did you get them?
I went to garage sale. Ooh, nice. Like 15 years ago.
You just saw me. You said, you know what? I have a feeling I'm going to double my money on this one. Or were they so cheap that you were like, yeah, I'll just get this?
You know, I bought them for my kids, but then we never opened them. And then once they got past the age where they probably wanted them, I was like, I'm just putting them in the closet and we'll see if they end up being worth something.
You know, the Matchbox cars, I got into them when I was a kid. I loved those, right? Like, it was just like all sorts. I would do fake NASCAR races on my rug and everything like that. My son couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's a new generation that the Matchbox cars don't resonate as much with the newer kids.
Yeah. Did you say they were sealed again? Or
Yeah, they are. Right?
I'm sorry, what?
Are they still sealed or are they loose?
They're still sealed the package. It's a cardboard, like blister pack of the 20-piece cars.
And it's all one package?
All 20 cars.
All in one package.
Okay. But they're each separately in plastic.
Right. No, I can't find that. So that's a good one. Yeah. Even though it's earlier, or like newer, 2003, they'll still probably do well.
Yes, that's always good.
And they have like a registered trademark of Jeep and Plymouth. It says in the back, you know, Chrysler, Dodge, Plymouth, Jeep are registered trademarks.
Okay. Well, if you want to shoot a picture to my Facebook page, I'll be happy to do some more research and get a better price for you. But now I probably have to say start an auction at like 100, maybe 150. And see if you get interest that way, if you are looking to sell them. But otherwise, shoot me a picture, and I'll nail it down for you.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks,
so
Holly.
Much.
Or take them out of the package and play with them. But that's just me. That's just me. Thanks for the call. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Scott. Scott is standing by. What do you want to brag about, Scott?
How you doing, guys? I got a Northland Pro game-used autograph Stan Mikita hockey stick he gave me after a game at the old Chicago Stadium. It's a Gunzo's original. I used to work for Gunzo's years ago and down at the game, and Stan just handed it to me after the game, told me there was no goals in it, get rid of it.
Wow. And that's a great story, but I want to go back. You're working at Gunzo's back in the day at the stadium?
I was going down to the stadium. I worked at Gunzo's in River Forest during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
how was that? Do you like working at Gunzo's? That would be a cool job.
I love working at Gunzo's. Wally was the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Worked with Craig, who was the equipment manager for the Wolves for a long time. And a bunch of other guys, Rags and Ricky and all the guys from Gunzo's. Johnny Stanko. Nice. All those guys.
That's what it is.
Go to every single game and, you know, sit by the press box and have a great time. Yeah. And go down to the locker room after the games or, you know, when we're bringing equipment down during the day. Oh, it was a fun time.
So, okay, so an autographed game-used stick from Stan Mikita.
Right, I couldn't find Stan Mikita. Bobby Hall signed one recently, sold for about $250, signed game-used stick.
Okay.
So you kind of got to judge a little bit from there. I think you could hold out for a little bit more than $250 for it.
I'm not even sure I want to get rid of it. I was just curious, an idea. And the other one thing I have that is worth nothing to anybody but me is autographed by Stan and Bobby, their poster from their induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
And that's a poster size. It's all framed and everything like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen people do the poster and the stick together, like in display. Mm-hmm. So you might want to think about that for display purposes.
Well, it's, you know, it's autographed to Scott, not the stick, the poster. So it's like I said, unless your name is Scott, it's not worth anything to anybody but them.
It's a popular name.
We talked about that where they, if they personalize the autograph,
I wanted to throw my my two cents in there.
It's a good story, though. Very good
stuff. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care. All right. 312-981-7200. The phone number. He gets people on the line here. Let's go to the text while we got a chat here. I've got a bedroom set, bed, two dressers, two end tables, and a mirror from Marshall Fields.
Yeah.
I mean, we get that a lot, right?
We do.
Like bed sets. I mean, I guess anything from Marshall Fields is going to have some value.
Yeah, and the thing is, how many pieces, you know, they vary that way, like when I'm looking them up. So you got to know more details. Again, if you want to shoot a picture, Facebook, I can do a little more research. But yeah, you know, I couldn't even put a value on it. Maybe 1500, maybe a little bit more.
I don't even know what a bed set or like a bed like that is, and a whole set like that is going for anyway.
And we've talked Marshall Fields before. They're still quite a bit of value. And right now, if you have anything Christmas Marshall Fields, you know, and you are a seller, sell it, because all the Christmas stuff is, I'm doing really well with it.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay, so let's keep going. Okay. Oh, I've got one that's going to rival.
Okay. Bring it.
5-year-old Bob Dylan.
Okay.
708 says, any value, Peter liked this one. Mm-hmm. Any value in a 1975 era signed contract with all the live members of Styx?
That
Come
is
on.
Awesome.
How great is that?
It is.
That's... So like a rider, you mean? Like, hey, you're going to play here? I need more information. This person's got to call 708.
Live members of Styx. I mean, obviously.
All live members? Maybe they mean living members? I don't know if Styx had any.
That's what we need to know. If it's all the members from back in 75, then yeah, that's adds a little bit more.
Tommy Shaw, Dennis DeYoung, Johnny Stanko.
Stanko gets around, man. He's everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, man, come on,
That's something I would like to own for a while anyway.
I had a shredded drumstick from a Styx concert.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think it made it home. Like, I think I had it, and I'm like, I'm keeping this! And then, like, the next thing
That's one thing, at least, like, if you're hitting your friends with the drumstick, it's not going to ruin the value because it's already broken.
It's already broken. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I want more information.
Right.
A 1975 era signed contract with all the live members of Styx. What would that be worth? I mean, do you even, writers and contracts, do they
if
hold
it's,
any
it's
value?
Just the living members, that means they might have gotten it signed more recent than 75, then that brings the value down. But if you, of all the signatures from the original lineup in 75.
Who's not living anymore?
I know Panazzo, I think, passed away a few years ago.
Got it.
And I did find a signed Pieces of Eight Styx record signed by two or three of the members, and I think I got $60 for it, you know, and that was just a year ago, so. I would think you're probably in the 125 range to start for something like that.
Blue collar man. Let's go to line two. Is this him? Is this Greg? Greg, you're the Styx guy?
Hey.
My man. Good job, Pete. Good job getting him here. Okay, so Greg, tell us about this. I want to know all about the contract that you had that was signed.
Yep.
I've got it buried away in a box somewhere. I've got to go find it, but it was an actual contract. When they formed the company name Orpheus.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay,
so delineated, it showed how much each of the band members was going to be paid.
All right.
How did you come across one of these? Did you work for?
So that's not a show contract. That's more like a merchandising or a band management.
It's a management contract for the band.
That's awesome.
And that was all the members? It was all the guys getting in on it?
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. It was pre-Tommy Shaw. It was with Kurlewski on it.
Okay, there you go. That's why.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So how did you get this contract?
A friend of a friend knew somebody, et cetera, and so forth. It was going to be discarded, trashed, and shredded.
Wow.
And I said, don't you dare.
Don't you dare. I want the contract.
Yep, I'd be all over
the
that.
The management contract for Styx, 1975. Greg, that's awesome, man. That's really good.
I like that.
All right. Hold the line, Greg.
Okay.
Thanks.
I mean, it's tough. I'm kind of torn. I don't know. We're going to take a break. I got to take a break to compose myself.
Right.
And Greg from has the Styx contract. Yep. My favorite part about this story is, a friend of a friend, and of another guy, and I knew a guy, and then someone's going to throw it away, and I'm like, no! Yeah. That is the swap meet in general. We need to pull that
right,
as the clip
it.
For the swap meet. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and come back here on the swap meet. Stay with us. I'm sailing away. Still in a Styx haze here. It's hard to say that we're not going to give that one to Greg, who has a management contract with all the signed members of Styx. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's a swap meet. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker on all of the social media platforms. Let's get right into it. We got a lot of people standing by. Let's go to Stuart. Stuart, what do you want to brag about, Stuart?
Hi, guys. How you doing? I might have spoken to you about 3 years ago, and I lost your contact information to send you a picture of this, but it's a Pete Rose baseball card from 1970 printed on, like, a thick cardboard, and it's about 4 inches wide by maybe 6 to 8 inches high.
Okay.
And it's four-color on the front, like two or three-color on the back, but the interesting thing is on the back, it lists his weight at 185 and his height at 5'1".
Mm, wow.
And I'm pretty sure he's 5'11".
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a typo.
So there's off the digit there. Yeah.
So, a 1970s card that has a typo.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Misprints and typos.
I think when I spoke to you last, you couldn't find anything, and you wanted me to send you a picture, and then I lost your contact information, and it's like I've been waiting to hear you again, and I'm happy to get in touch with you again tonight.
Yep. Do you know if the number on the card is 580? 580 on the card?
It's in a dresser drawer, and I'm in my driveway. But
no, okay.
If you give me your contact information, I'll definitely send you a
Facebook,
picture of the front back.
DuPage Picker on Facebook or DuPagePicker@gmail.com.
That is exactly where
you... gmail.com, okay. Yeah.
That's exactly where a Pete Rose 1970 card should be in your dresser drawer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right next to the...
Now, what would the 580 be?
That one was graded, and it looks like it got about $600 to $700. They took a best offer,
really?
So I can't tell you the exact amount. But
well,
it's
I've been holding this since I was 11 years old.
But they're but that was graded, of course. So you have to send it in and pay whatever $15 to $30 to have it graded.
Right. Okay. Have it authenticated. Just graded.
Yeah.
Thanks, Stuart.
All right. I will definitely get in touch with you. Thank you very much for calling.
He's got the card in there. He's got some CTA tokens. Some ticket stubs from the Styx show.
Yeah.
It's all we
call in eBay world, that's a junk drawer lot. That's a thing on eBay. People just like dump out their kitchen junk drawer and sell the whole contents. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So, all right. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what do you want to brag about? Kathy?
Hi. I have a 1966 Chicago Bears autographed football.
Nice.
Where'd you get that?
Actually, it was my dad's, and he got it at my high school when one of the Bears came to talk to the men's club.
Oh, great. Nice. The 66 Bears, not a great team.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in saying that? Because the 63 Bears won the championship, and then as my dad tells me, then Buckus came, and even though he was the best player of all time, they weren't any good after that.
I don't know.
Kathy, I was counting on you to give me 1966 Bears stats.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you a couple people on here.
Yeah. What do you
Brian
got?
Piccolo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Butkus is on here. Doug Buffone.
Oh, yeah. Those are great Bears. Nice. I mean, would Gail Sayers be 66?
Taylor.
5'7".
Mike Pyle.
Excuse me.
They were 5-7-2.
Mm-hmm. Two ties. So Bears.
Oh. Kurt Gentry.
Kurt Gentry. I'll take it.
Well, obviously, I can't find a 66 ball, but.
I couldn't find it 60, either.
What does a 60s ball go for?
Yeah, like in the 500, depending how many signatures you have, and obviously authentication and all that. But you're probably.
Yeah, probably 350,
I'm thinking, you know, to start.
I don't know. And just Buffon and Buckus themselves, I would think that people would want that.
Yeah, if you have not Gale Sayers, but Brian Piccolo, that's
yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks, Kathy.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim has been standing by. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim?
Well, I've got a bottle of Napoleonic brandy that I believe is over 100 years old and has never been opened. In very good condition. I have no idea where to go and get a value on it because everybody can tell you about wine, but nobody can tell me about this.
Where'd
the story behind it is that my grandfather, father, and a couple of uncles started going to Canada fishing back in the 50s, and the last of them, a very close uncle of ours, passed away a few years ago, and when we were cleaning out his closets and everything, we found this metal box that was just big enough to hold a bottle, and I opened up the box and was surprised because he had written a letter to him. And he said, boys, he said, when the very first time we ever went to Canada, we bought this bottle of brandy. It was supposed to be 50 years old then, and you should look into its value before you open it up and drink it. It's in excellent condition. It has like a wax seal on the front with the Napoleon symbol and all that. I have no idea where to go to find out what it might be worth or what you think.
Yeah, you definitely stumped me. I would just try to send me a picture, and I'll do some more research on it, but I can't find anything on that.
No, interesting.
Sure. What is that email address again?
DuPagePicker@gmail.com or DuPagePicker on most social platforms.
There you go.
A lot of options. I'll do that. I've got pictures.
Awesome. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
There you go. Wow. There'd be a certain point on that one, and it's like scotch and everything else. Like you get to like maybe the 20-year mark, and you're like, all right, one sip.
Right. Maybe just a little.
Just a little. I'm going to open this. I'm going to just slightly use Dennis to pull it out brandy. See how that plays out. All right, let's go to Jim. Standing by. Jim, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you, man?
All right. I got a couple of posters from the 2002 Super Bowl.
Okay.
That was the year after 9/11.
Okay.
And the first poster they made, they decided to scrap because of 9/11, and they came out with a second edition that never went public.
Okay.
And I've got both of them with the they've got the NFL 3D logo on them and everything. They're still in the wrappers.
Okay.
I was just wondering what they might be worth.
Yeah. How'd you get that?
I got them from a guy.
That's
so Chicago right there.
The originals were supposed to be destroyed. The first round.
Right. Yeah.
But I managed to get a couple of those.
But you got a guy.
I got a guy.
Again, I can't find those, so I'm going to have to ask you to send in a picture if you want more help with that.
Oh, man, you're getting a lot of pictures. Your data plan is going to be pretty high this week.
Yep.
Send it to him at DuPage Picker, and if you got a poster or a picture of it, and he'll take a look.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Jim.
I'll send a picture of both of them. Thank you.
Awesome. I got a guy.
Stumped.
That should be the name of the show. I got
Stumped
a guy.
Greg, yeah.
Stumped Greg. I got a guy.
Yep.
All right, here's Bob. Bob, what do you want to brag about, Bob?
Hey, I got a poster of all centerfolds, Playboy centerfolds, from 1953 to 1978. I believe 53 was Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
It's about the size of your pinky nail, so they're real small pictures, but it's your typical size poster. And many years ago, I worked for security. We were doing Christy Hefner's suite. And their handler was walking through the home with us, and I happened to mention it to him, and his head swung back and said, "You got one of those?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Very valuable."
Wow. Oh, the handler.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. So, so it's a poster with all of the little thumbnails of the centerfolds
from 53 to 78.
Years. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, I actually found that, and it looks like there's a few of them on there, so they're in the $50 to $60 range, unfortunately. I can't give you...
How much?
$50 to $60 is what they're... Unless they
are, wow.
Unless they're repros, so that's something else that could determine that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but he made it sound like...
Yeah,
this was 20 years ago. Like, this was really valuable.
Yeah, they're saying $53 to $77 on these.
Where'd you find that? Do you mind if I ask?
Yeah, they were on eBay. Just look under sold or availables on eBay. I just punched in a Playboy poster, all covers. So he has, it has all the covers on the poster.
All right, I'll take a look. I appreciate your travel.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
All right, so yeah, I don't think anyone... And I feel bad because I feel like the Bob Dylan photo was pretty good, unauthenticated, but I did like that story. But I'm gonna give the pizza tonight to Greg, who has the sticks.
It's Chicago too.
It's too Chicago, right? Yep. The idea that he got it from a friend who got it from a friend who heard it from a friend who pulled it off a truck before it got incinerated.
Are you reciting Ario Speedwagon?
Yeah, that's the actual lyric. That's the lyric right there.
Yeah,
it ends with "Don't." You remember he's heard it from a friend who.
Yeah.
Heard it from a friend who...
Now we get the REO people called.
Who was going to shred it, but they took it home. That's how it ends. Yeah. So Greg's going to get it.
That's a good one.
So that's I think it was Greg, right? From Styx?
Yep.
All right.
Barry's going to be mad because he called back after Greg. Said, I still think young Bob Dylan is better.
I like his tenacity. There you go. Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and all the social media platforms, and is on with us every Wednesday. I don't know if we'll be on next week. There's a Northwestern tournament that might preempt us, but if we are, you'll be here. If not, happy Thanksgiving, bud.
Yep, same to you.
Brandview Buys Homes. Hi, I'm Tom Detlich, and if you need to sell a family member's home, then you need to call Grandview Homes today. Grandview understands the difficulties of selling a parent's home, so we've made our process stress and hassle-free. Grandview is the fastest and easiest way to sell your home. No listing the home with real estate agents or months of showing your home to strangers. No more worrying about the future, because we will buy your home on the day you choose to move on, in as little as 10 days. Grandview is the largest direct home buyer in Chicagoland, and we've been buying homes here for over a decade. We buy homes in any condition, so you don't have to do any repairs, not even a clean out. Just take the items you want and leave the stress and the mess to us. With Grandview, you pay no realtor's fees, no commissions, and no closing costs. And check out our A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau to see what our customers are saying about us. Call us at 630-506-8282. That's 630-506-8282, or visit us at GrandviewHomes.com.